Lawmakers in Washington state are working on addressing the opioid crisis. They are increasing access to addiction treatment, but they're also exploring ways that patients can avoid prescription opioids entirely. From Olympia, Enrique Perez de la Rosa tells us about one alternative treatment for pain.
Every other week, Hannah Lilly visits a clinic in Seattle to manage her pain.
Every time I come in, they want to know what my average pain level's been and where the pain has been centralized.
Most of Hannah's pain is concentrated in her upper body. Here's what happened. She had surgery to treat a hernia, and her vagus nerve was damaged. That's the longest nerve in the human body. It regulates internal organs like the heart, lungs, and the digestive tract.
It causes severe pain, raises my blood pressure, and can make me pass out.
The first answer to Hannah's pain was opioids. Her doctor at the time prescribed high doses of morphine and tramadol. She says the drugs made it hard to concentrate. She couldn't work as an airplane mechanic, she couldn't drive, and worst of all, she found it hard to take care of her two toddlers.
They could sit there and talk to me, and I wouldn't even hardly understand what they were saying.
The drugs also gave her constant nausea, and she developed kidney and liver problems. So Hannah looked for an alternative. Eventually, she found something called intramuscular stimulation therapy. It's also called dry needling.
How's that feeling?
This is Dr. Heather Tick. She's a professor of anesthesiology and pain medicine at the University of Washington School of Medicine. She administers the treatment. It uses acupuncture needles to release muscle tension and alleviate chronic pain. Usually, Dr. Tick brings medical students to observe.
Okay, so this here is where a pec minor attaches to the acromion.
Dr. Tick takes a thin acupuncture needle and inserts it into Hannah's neck. She manipulates the needle into the underlying muscle. Then she turns to Hannah's back.
There are some areas here that are very sensitive. How are you in through there?
Not great.
Yeah.
It's an uncomfortable procedure. Dr. Tick prods the needle deep into the muscle. But afterwards, Hannah says she feels a lot better.
Well, I can move my head. And I feel, there's a tremendous amount of relief.
Hannah says there's a big difference between treating her pain with opioids and with dry needling. She says painkillers would numb her pain, but when the medication wore off, her pain would get worse. It was a vicious cycle of taking more and more opioids.
And this is not just an observance of my condition. I've had several family members and friends that have gone through chronic pain for various reasons. Several of them end up addicted to opioids, and because they're still in pain, they're still given drugs that are killing them.
Dr. Tick says many in the medical profession have responded to the opioid crisis by trying to find a safer drug to treat pain. But now she says some are exploring a wider range of alternatives to drugs. Research on treatments like conventional acupuncture, massage, tai chi, and yoga continues to expand.
And now we're starting to recognize that, hey, there's a whole role for the non-pharmacologic as well. We don't just need to substitute one drug for another necessarily.
But here's the catch. Not all health insurance companies cover those services. Hannah Lilly's insurance covers the office visit to Dr. Tick, but not the treatment itself.
They considered experimental. That was the insurance company's verbiage, not mine.
This procedure cost Hannah $80, plus a $25 copay, plus parking in Seattle.
I'll see you in a couple weeks.
And she'll be back in 2 weeks to continue treating her pain. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Olympia.